Well, good morning, everybody. Coming up on 7:14, and our county executive from Westchester, George Latimer, joining us live as he has since March, bringing us up to date on everything. First of all, good morning, Mr. Latimer.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Casey.
Hello there.
So let us know, what's the latest with, has everybody got their power back in Westchester from the tropical storm last week?
Yeah, just about, Mike. There's some one-offs individuals in the Con Ed region primarily that may not have their power back on. But, you know, this hurricane came through a week ago Tuesday. So to have 10 days until people are back in power is a pretty long period of time. The problems with Con Ed were more significant than NYSEG, which serves the northern part of Westchester, goes up into Putnam and Dutchess. We actually had pretty good response from NYSEG, and we've had a terrible situation with Altice, which is Optimum, the old Cablevision. A lot of people still out today with voice and with computer data. So that's been a mess. And, you know, when people work from home during this COVID thing in year and month six, you know, to lose their internet is equivalent to losing their power. They can't work and they can't function, you know.
Right. Have you gotten a lot of complaints?
You bet. You know, folks, you know, might accept the fact that power might be out a night, maybe two. But when you get to nights three through, what's today, night 10, 11, people pretty much lose it. They, you know, it's a warm time of the year. People have air conditioning or a fan, I don't know, whatever it is to keep them cool. The refrigeration, all the food in their fridge goes bad. They, as I said previously, if they have to work from home, have to get online and do certain things with deadlines, and they can't meet those deadlines, then you got a lot of stress and a lot of anger. And, you know, people pay high rates in this area for everything. And, you know, there's a sense that if I pay this much money, I shouldn't have this kind of disruption. So a lot of anger, and because we went through this, you know, 2 years ago with Riley and Quinn storms that happened in March, different time of the year, but the same effect, you know.
We're talking with Westchester County Executive George Latimer. So what do you say to the people that are questioning the response from the utilities?
Well, you know, the power to regulate the utilities resides in the state government. It doesn't reside in county, village, town, or city. The problem is that people reach their city councilman, their town councilman, their county officials much more easily than they reach the governor or the members of the Public Service Commission. So what we're in the process of doing is reaching out through our state legislators for there's a series of hearings that are going to be coming up where we want all of the questions asked. I think the underlying problem here is that, and I'll use Con Edison as one example, but not the only one, PSEG on the island, same thing, Northern New Jersey, same thing. They don't have enough people on staff to respond when there's a crisis of a certain magnitude. And it seems time and time and time again we have to call out for mutual aid. Well, mutual aid comes from 1,000 miles away, and it's not there in a minute. You know, it takes multiple days for these additional crews to come on. And we need something like the equivalent of a National Guard, people that are at the ready and can be called into service to supplement the, whatever the workforce is. Workforce has to be bigger. And, and I'm sorry, that's what's necessary. You know, you can go 2 years, 3 years without an incident, but when the incident happens, it's a terrible inconvenience, and it's more than inconvenience. There are people that need electricity to power the things that help them breathe, that help them stay alive, and so there's the potential for death as well. So we've got to do a lot better, and I think the PSC, Public Service Commission, can make those requirements on Con Edison. Or, as Governor Cuomo said, you know, you failed, we can pull your franchise. That's the death penalty for a utility.
All right, but what would happen in that case if they're...
Well, the governor would have to work out and the PSC would have to work out the plan as to what, who would get to bid to take over the Con Edison work area. But again, that's the death penalty. I'm not looking for the death penalty. I'm looking for change and improvement. I'm looking for, once again, an admission of fault. You know, in this society, nobody wants to admit they're wrong. You know, men could be particularly bad about that, Casey, as I'm sure you've learned over the years. But in something like this, you need admission of responsibility. You need an acknowledgement of what went wrong, and then you need to fix it. And I think you fix it primarily, more than anything else, by having enough people on board so that if 1,000 trees fall, you can clean up 1,000 trees in a couple of days' time. You can't say, well, you know, it'll take us 5 to 7 days to clean up 1,000 trees. No, that can't be acceptable. you're not staffed up.
We're talking with Westchester County Executive George Latimer. If you don't recognize the voice, he hasn't been with us quite as often as during the peak of the pandemic, which started the lockdown back in March. But what is the update on COVID-19? I know the gym owners had a presentation yesterday in your county. They're trying to get the governor to allow them to open. What's the status of that in news in general?
You know, Mike, as we talked about throughout this whole thing, the governor issued executive orders back in March, which basically closed down the society for all intents and purposes. And then little by little, those phases that we went through in the month of June and into the early part of July was his authority to reopen certain segments. And so retail and restaurants and yada, yada, barbershops and all that stuff got open. But he has never given the authority to open gyms and health clubs. Now, the industries that are affected by the things that are still shut down, movie theaters are still shut down, you can still only have so many people at an outdoor event and so forth. Those various industries, catering halls, gyms, and you name it, they've put together protocol and gone to the governor and said, look, we can open under these provisions. These provisions will help us keep safe. Give us the green light. And obviously the governor is, you know, consulting with, you know, medical health professionals, I assume, and has not been willing to do it yet. But, you know, we're in favor, and we show this in Westchester County. If you remember way back when we talked about which parks we were opening, which we still had the authority to do, we opened all kinds of different recreational facilities, ultimately beaches and pools, and we've done it safely. The numbers on COVID in Westchester County are still very low. You know, 40 people hospitalized where we once had 1,200 people hospitalized. We haven't had a fatality in over a week, which we had multiple fatalities per night at the peak. So I think that certain things can be opened safely, but you do have to have a protocol. And if the industry is coming to you and saying, look, here's what we're prepared to do, and we think this will help it, give them a chance. And just like Major League Baseball, if you open it up, but it doesn't work, then you shut it down. But you have to at least give it a chance to open. And so I would hope that what they put before the governor will ultimately be persuasive.
You are the Westchester County Executive, George Latimer. What say do you have, if any, on the issue of going back to school?
Well, we don't have a say in the decision. The decision made by the governor was to open up the schools, but he left it to the discretion of the local school superintendents. That can be tricky, Casey, because, you know, like if you and I live next door to each other and you cut your grass more frequently than I do, my wife is on me about cutting the grass. She said, look, next door, Casey's cutting the grass. Mm-hmm. So District A and District B are going to be watching each other, and I think they are trying in Westchester, Putnam, to come up with a standard situation. But I think, frankly, most school superintendents would prefer not to go back to school in September, but to try to operate remote learning for the month of September, then see how it goes. Because opening schools may be the biggest single thing that we open in the society, bigger than restaurants, bigger than retail, because, you know, a quarter of our homes have a school-aged child in it. And if the infection were to somehow start to spread again in schools, then it would be brought home into the vast majority of houses in our community. So our job, though we do have a job in this, we don't control whether you open or close, we do have to work with the school districts for public testing, for contact tracing. If there is an outbreak, we're responsible for a host of other things that wrap into how the schools function, not necessarily how they educate, but how they function as an entity. And we've been working closely with the Westchester School Districts on that. We have a call every Monday morning. But, you know, it's a big step, and so we'll see how it goes.
George Latimer, thank you so much for your time this morning, sir, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon at some point.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
If you have just, if I could just have you for one more minute, we have a question from a listener. This is Nando in Yonkers.
Okay. Just ask him, why won't they open Playland? Because, you know, they're opening up restaurants and everything else. I mean, they should figure out something.
All right. So that's the question from Nando in Yonkers. Why don't you open
Playland? Yeah, I'm sorry. I made that decision not to open Playland. And, you know, you can get as many as 8,000 people a day in that amusement park. And I love it. I happen to live right near it. I've been fighting very hard to improve it and make capital improvements. But 8,000 people in a relatively confined area of an amusement park is almost unmanageable when we talk about social distancing. So it became the type of thing that you couldn't manage properly. You couldn't ensure that the spread wouldn't occur. Just imagine, every time you get off the roller coaster, you got to sanitize the whole roller coaster, every seat, every handle before the next group of people get on. Every bumper car, you'd have to sanitize in between uses, because you don't know. If I have it and I touch the bar of the bumper car, you come in after me, you get COVID. Right. And so it would take an army of people to really manage Playland. So I'm sorry to disappoint the gentleman from Yonkers. Next year it'll be open, God willing. It'll be bigger and better than ever. And if he wants to give me a call, I'll make sure he gets a pass to opening day.
Okay, we'll make that happen. Mike, I think there's only one question left of our county executive, and I think we need to know, what's the best morning show in Westchester?
I think it's Mike and Casey in the morning. What do you think?
Oh, we agree.
I agree. I'm not going to disagree with the county executive. He's in charge.
Oh, why not? Everybody does. You guys have a wonderful day. Thanks for the job you do every morning.